You're listening to The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And our regular guest, Mr. Tom Parsons of bestfares.com. Before we took the break, we were talking about hopefully lower international fares. We're probably going to chat about some family getaways and so on. When, and you said up to $700 maybe off of some of the international fares? Hallelujah.
No, that's it. I mean, really, are. I know Sue was talking to me, either I think off the air, saying she thought $1,200 or $1,400 was a good airfare, and I thought, or a bad
no,
airfare.
No, I didn't think it was.
No, we did not think that was good.
I know, but actually, I thought she was talking about the fall, okay? But there's a lot of cities out there right now. People are paying to Paris, Frankfurt. Germany's probably one of the worst. London's pretty bad, too. And Paris and Amsterdam, Rome, it's easy to find a $1,700 to $2,000 airfare in July.
Easy. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, well, that $1,400 to $1,500 we were talking about, I think there was maybe one seat on every plane because they immediately jumped. If you didn't take that flight, yes, you were up close to $2,000.
So if and you may have found one airline with 12 stops that got you there, but you got to watch those too. And you got to look how many hours you have to spend in the sky because it could be with somebody who has to take 18 hours to get somewhere where everybody else is getting there for 12 hours plus. So being stuck in a foreign airport for hours and hours for connections is not that fun either. So
nor cheap.
We do have some club passes for Christmas. Our kids never know what to give us, so we got two different club passes this time. For a day pass.
You mean,
so that's a great idea for people, too, international or national.
Yeah. Well, if they're international, then they're really a buy because a lot of those international clubs have hors d'oeuvres and beverages and water, you know, whatever you want to have.
Hey, Tom, I've got a question for you. I just got a new updated Discover card, which in Europe is, you know, pretty much worthless, but because not many, if anyone, takes Discover in Europe. But I noticed on the back of it, it also had the Diners Club logo. And the paperwork that came with it said, you know, some of our travelers or some of our cardholders do a lot of travel and so on. So you've been selected to participate in the Diners Club portion of it. Apparently, either Discover owns Diners Club or vice versa. And that will get you into some of the international clubs, will it not?
I'm not sure if the Diners Club card will. Okay, it does. Diners Club for years was it's big in Europe. Okay, Diners Club. Okay, and then Diners Club got smart and they made their Diners Club a diner. I have a Diners Club, and that's the one that has a chip in it too. And they were one of the first ones I ever got with the chip, with free international travel. And but the other plus was, you know, here in the United States, Diners Club, and even today, I think there's a lot of places that don't even take Diners Club, but they went to MasterCard. So it's your Diners Club today is actually a MasterCard, and that means not only does it still have the power of there is the Diners Club overseas, but it also has the power of MasterCard, which is just like having another Visa or something. So it's really changed, but it's the first time I've heard that Discover is including diners in their thing. So I'd probably look up on there. Sometimes they do give you discounts, and they sometimes Discover different hidden promotions like we just talked about. And I have Discover too, but I did it. I can't remember why I did it. I think I signed up so we could just get the information from all their little hidden promos they had. So I've had it for years, and it also was the only card that Sam's accepted for years.
Yes, that's right.
And, I got it for that reason too. Now with the MasterCard, now Sam takes MasterCard, so you win either way. So it's one of those cards you look at and. And they promote a lot on TV, and you just look. And you really need to look at a lot of the other cards, too. Citibank, for example, If you're a member of American Airlines, you get the Citibank card. You need to look at their special mileage program, because they can actually, on some times of the month and the year, they offer special routes that are up to 25% off American's normal 25,000 free ticket. So you can get them for 17,500. So that's 25,000.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so if you have that card, look at it and see where what they usually give you 3 months in advance, and say for these 3 months you can fly these destinations for 17,500 points. So that's pretty good. And then last week we did this. That was my Dallas Morning News column last week. We talked about the fly drive to Florida, and
yes.
We got hundreds of people. I mean. And they put on their Dallas Morning News puts my articles on their blogs and also on the things, and we had several. I thought people were upset with me about something. All of a sudden, I kept on seeing you got a blah, 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 comment. You got a comment. You got a comment. You got a comment. And I'm going, oh man, I just hate reading comments.
What did I do now? Yeah, right.
No, everybody was in love with that fly drive, and that's because everybody said, well, you're right, we can get there still by the 4th of July. We have a little chart up there on your page, by the way. That doesn't mean the airfare is going to be the same today. I mean, we did it yesterday, but it seems like I have a hard time getting people up at 6 o'clock in the morning on the weekends. So, or if they may get up at 6 o'clock at night, but I'm not sure about 6 o'clock in the morning. So, anyway, so we usually do it Friday afternoon right before showtime. So it's and we did whatever the one-way fares were valid. And again, I think if you're probably east of maybe Dallas too, but maybe some Texas City. But if you're east of the Mississippi, I think you got a real good shot at getting a reasonable one-way fare. Still picking up a car in Florida before June 30th. I found it funny too when I did the car rental from Orlando back to Dallas, and it was coming in $117 for the week. But what I found funny was they were giving me a Chevrolet Impala, and if you remember when I talked about this promotion, and it's that's a week too.
Yeah,
rented for
nice.
2 weeks. That's where it came back with that Dinah Shore song. See the USA and a Chevrolet. So
and Chevrolet, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I can't beat the Impala.
Not at all.
The five-seater there. And it's still a pretty good deal. It's one of the frugal deals you'll find right now for summer travel. It's everything's sky high. And I haven't even tried to even think of a place I want to go yet this summer because the only thing I can think of every summer, what do you think of? I think of crying babies, crying kids, crying adults, crying my grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, all those people.
Tom,
and
we got to run. Thanks for joining us. And maybe we'll go fly somewhere together this fall.
Yeah,
that's Tom Parsons of bestfares.com. Yeah, or where there's a nice bar with air conditioning. He joins us every week. Make sure you check out bestfares.com for those good deals and steals. That's what we call this portion of the program. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
We got a lot more to go, so stick around. This is the Travel Planners Radio Show.